You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Welcome to episode 81 of the KB Mod podcast. I'll be your host tonight, Dan. Scott, obviously, not introing the cast tonight because I don't even know where he is. I received a cryptic message saying he would not be here.
Cough, cough. You have music playing. Cough, cough.
I know. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. It's not fine. All right,
it
man.
It's fine.
It's not fine. It's not fine.
God.
It's not fine.
Lay roost. So we all started without Brandon, but he has a legit reason because he is moving as we speak to San Francisco to hit up that Twitch. chat going crazy over the music. So instead, we have Hex with us.
Hello.
We have special guest Mark, all sham no wow.
I'm replacing Scott. I'm wearing his face shirt. Just so,
I mean, you can't see me. Have you been on the KB Mod podcast?
Yeah, this is my second.
I don't think I was on the one. Yeah, I thought so. I don't think I was on the one that you were on.
Yeah, it's his second time.
They were pretty skeptical about letting you near me, Nick. But I think
I'd be skeptical too for a PK veteran like yourself.
So we're missing that. And Chez should be joining us soon here, but he is a scumbag, so I'm not sure. He scrambled home to be on here, and now he's not answering my Skype calls. So, you know, whatever, Chez, if you're out there, feel like joining.
Please come home.
So, yes, this is the KB Mod podcast. And in case you didn't notice on Friday, if you have followed us for a while, we launched our newly redesigned website on Friday. And it looks quite sensual. I'm enjoying it. I also was made a special splash screen for the podcast, but it doesn't apply tonight because the regular people aren't here. So I didn't have Brandon redo it. But yes. So we are here. That is the cast, the people we just introduced. And yeah, we'll go into what we've been doing this week. What we've been playing, and I think we'll start with Nack Fentorino here, who has just seen the light in Crysis 3 as well.
Oh man, that FOV life, man.
Yes. So you've been playing Crysis 3.
Yeah.
Out.
I haven't played much of the single player, but
that
multiplayer.
Played any.
I played like the first 2 hours, so that's about all. Yeah, you shoot people. Cool. That's about it.
Isn't that what the multiplayer is like, though, too?
Yeah, but you shoot people in multiplayer, and everybody's, like, jumping around and, like, going invisible.
It's a lot more dynamic.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's a way better experience because people are jumping.
You don't understand, man.
That is what changes the game.
If there was no jump button, this game would be fucked. Like,
there's not much about that game that I can really complain about yet, except for the fact that I wish there were more, like, in-game mouse options, like a ADS sensitivity. Mm. I think I brought that up before on the podcast. But then, like, I like the maps. I think there's, like, one map that I don't like. They're all pretty solid.
I don't like that museum one. I don't own the game, but I played the beta. I just don't like the museum one. I think you'd be sick of it by now. Just be like,
I mean, like, the maps, like, play well, but there are a couple that are, like, just ugly to look at. Like, they're really, like, I don't know, they're like brown and gray and stuff, but there are a lot of maps that are like really pretty, so.
But, so we did play that on stream, and it was quite a pretty game. Now, I know John has better video cards than you. How high have you cranked it up?
I can run it on max settings, no problem.
How's it look? Because it looks amazing on low.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the better looking games there are. I wouldn't say it's the best looking game. It's probably the most realistic game I play, but I still don't think it's the best looking because photorealism doesn't necessarily mean it looks awesome. I still think TF2 is the best looking game.
Yeah, it's aesthetics versus technical graphics.
Right.
I still think TF2 is the best looking game I've ever played. So, there's that.
Words.
I've also been playing Dota, and that's about it.
Yeah, so. You have been playing a good amount of Dota.
Some Dodo.
Nick was flipping out some Spanish kids last night.
I was telling him I was going to report him to Bernsey, so watch out. Because they don't, all they have, I believe, is it for language filters in Dodo. I call it Dodo, like, instinctually now. I can't call it Dodo. In Dodo, they have English, Russian, and Chinese. And, like, obviously there are more languages, and I don't think there are any South American servers yet. So all I get now, instead of Russians, I just get the Spanish people. And I'm like, God damn it. But at least I took a couple years in Spanish, so I know some of the things they're saying. Like, I know puta and that kind of stuff. So it works
out. You know when they're swearing at you.
I know when they're angry.
Yeah.
Nothing constructive, though.
And that's all I've been playing. So.
I'm amazed you've been hitting the crisis. So it's that good. The multiplayer is really good.
It's really fast.
It is the best multiplayer to come out, and I couldn't tell you how long.
I mean,
COD 4 or TF2.
I'm not gonna drop that title on it because it's still fairly early. Like, I haven't finished.
What good multiplayer game has come out in the last year, Nick? Seriously, what name one?
Shooter? Are we talking shooters? Obviously. I mean,
Black Ops 2's all right.
No, it's not even Black close.
Blacklight Retribution.
Blacklight's good. So we're sticking with shooters?
Yeah.
I mean,
multiplayer shooters, find one that's better, right, that's come out in, like, the last year.
I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't give it that title because it's still fairly... I'm only, like, level 25 or something, so
You can usually tell right away. I could tell Black Ops 2 was okay right away. I could also tell that it was Call of Duty.
I don't want to, like, throw... It's just a really big thing.
Yeah, CSGO, yeah, that's a great game. Everybody's playing that. That's my favorite.
I don't know. It's good. I'm just not going to throw greatest game or greatest shooter multiplayer in the past year out, I guess. It's probably going to be one of my favorites, but I don't know.
Orion Dino Horde will be really good, though, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely.
So yeah, whenever that hits. Did you get an email, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I've got more than one message on YouTube.
I'm the only person that hasn't gotten contacted for that, I swear.
I've gotten two.
And I'm kind of happy that I have it.
I got one before they changed the name, and then one after they changed the name. I guess they just remarketed, and then they're like, "Well, might as well send the mass email or YouTube message out again." Because it was I'm gonna go look at my messages. Or no, I'm not signed into my YouTube. Never mind. But I had like two different messages. The game name that they had beforehand, I can't remember what it was, but it was very convoluted and stupid. So I'm glad that they changed it to. What is it now? Is it just Dino Horde? Yeah, that rolls off the tongue a little better than like Jurassic Edition X-Force fucking shoot things.
I
don't know
what you're calling it. I think that's the better name.
It is the better name.
Games. I'm just throwing it out there, but we should make games. I don't think any of us are qualified to make games, but we can just give ideas for games.
I just want to tell somebody to make a game for me, and I don't put anything towards it. But then I reap all of the benefits.
The game I would enjoy.
Idea.
Please create this. Fucking Shoot Things is a great name for a game.
I would play that game.
Are you kidding me?
KB Mod Indie, Fucking Shoot Things. It's our first launch title.
Yeah, there you go. We've done it. Ricochet 2 is already being made. We can't make it.
What have you been playing? Hex, I'm taking the reins because no one wants to do it. I'm gonna be Brandon, but I'm gonna be a really, really bad Brandon.
Don't push around. Let us discuss. But
can we kick Dan out of the call? Is that possible?
Wow,
he's hosting it. It'll end the podcast.
My executive powers. I'm channeling Brandon right now, and we say kick you off the island. So see you later, bud.
Man,
wow.
Jurassic
shots World. Fired. Sorry.
There's some really good Dino Beatdown 2 names in chat right now. So. Call of Dino, Jurassic Warshoot 2.
Okay. Hey!
Sold.
I'm trying to control this podcast. What are you playing, Hex?
Go ahead, Hex.
Okay, I am Isaac. Playing...
It's my answer, too. Isaac. Fuck.
Yeah, still playing Isaac. Still have not beat Mom's Heart. I'm bad at this game. Yeah, dude, I'm bad at it. I know I'm bad at it. I don't care. It's still fun to be bad at it. I don't care. Nick and I are still playing Saints Row the Third, which I think we're probably going to finish that this week.
Mm,
we're going to play. How long do you think? Because I think we're going to play it until we finish it.
If we don't finish it this week, we'll probably finish it the week after. We're getting towards the end.
We won't because SimCity's next week, so we'll be playing that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break for a week if we don't finish it, and then we'll come back to it and finish it. Other than that, I didn't really play a whole lot this week. I had a sinus infection the first couple days, and then there was a bunch of terrible stuff that happened at my real job that kind of took me out of commission for a couple days. So it was mostly just Isaac and Saints Row. Pollock and Sam and I played, and Nick actually too, and Brandon Plasma for about 20 minutes until his mom came into the room and was like, clean your fucking room first, and then you play! And then you heard click, and he typed in the chat on Skype, oh fuck, gotta go, and ran off. So that was like, that was it.
That's right, guys. Our graphic designer got apprehended by his mother.
His mother.
Video games. That his happened. Mother.
Clean your fucking room first! Click.
Yeah, see you, kid. Child. That was,
that's see it, child. Yeah.
I so, love calling people children. It's so good.
I know you do. It's all you did last night in that stream.
You guys basically abuse children to design things for you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're actually 8-year-old Chinese kids.
We
took them out of a Nike factory and made them work on the website.
We figured it can't be worse than that Foxconn factory that makes Apple shit.
Yeah,
they were throwing themselves out of the building. They installed suicide nets, dude. Come on.
Actually, that's why Brandon isn't here tonight. He threw himself out of a building after the session of Black Ops 2. So, RIP, Brandon. But that's it. What about you, John? What have you been playing this week?
We closed out our TF2 season with an interesting development.
Okay.
We were playing a really good team. They had the potential to beat us. We could have beat them as well. It would have gone either way. And ESEA's client was broken. So we couldn't play our match on Friday, and playoffs start Monday. So ESEA was like, you guys have to play this match Saturday or Sunday, or you're both going to lose. Like, they're just going to give us both a loss. Turns out the other team had two people going out of town, couldn't play this weekend. So we decided to forfeit the game so they would make playoffs as well to be the good guys. And now we have, like, the best team in Open, our first match in the playoffs.
Ouch.
But it was still a good guy move. It was a good guy.
It was a good guy move.
Good guy, John.
And then,
I didn't expect you to not shit on people, so this is interesting.
What happened to you?
You're a better human being.
And then Crysis 2 and a little bit of WoW. I just do my LFRs.
I like how you called it Crysis 2 because it's basically
Crysis 3. Crysis
so how 3. Many... Let me ask you about WoW because I've had like people, folks that you know, John, have been like, come back.
Tegan told me she was fucking playing
Pandaria us with us.
I'm playing it and, again.
So yeah. How are the
you're
raids?
All
how
relapsing. Do you not understand? I mean, this is a relapse.
I'm just playing with like TF2 guys and we're just like doing LFRs and BGs. Like I don't care at all about the game and it's fun. Like the raids are fun, but I'm pugging them and I don't know how hard they actually are. But I mean there's like world bosses and shit. I think there's five or six raids right now. I think the next tier's coming out.
Just stop telling me about this.
They're in PTR right now for the next one, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of raids. And I mean, my thing is like world bosses, dude. I fucking love world bosses.
Yeah, that was the best shit ever in class.
They're going on. They're like, there's always a world boss up in Pandaria because it respawns like every couple hours. So you can just go ruin people's time.
It's always nice to hear him screaming his head off throughout the zone, too.
It's really nice, like, you know, go up as a druid, moonfire it right before somebody else pulls it. Then you get credit for the kill, even though you've already killed it this week, so you can't get any loot. You just do that to be an asshole.
You just fucking ruin it.
Yeah, it's a real...
Yeah. I'll never forget the... It can't be... Nothing will ever be as bad for grieving as old WoW players will remember Kazak.
Azik.
Original Lord Kazak, man. What the fuck were they thinking with that boss? So the mechanic to him, the whole deal with Kazak, was you rushed him down really fast with whatever group you had, and if anyone died, it healed him for a good chunk. I forget how much it actually healed him for.
A whole fucking lot.
Yeah.
Enough for when people drug him to a capital city, he never died until a GM would take care of it.
Yes. So I remember one time there were two major guilds on our server and we stayed up for 6 hours just griefing Kazak. Like that's all we did was just run and die naked So we didn't take repairs.
And you just disappeared. Oh, now you're back.
Yeah, I know. I know it was on purpose. Yeah, Kiting Kazak the Stormwind. That was the good days of MMOs. We need that back. I need something completely broken and unbridled as far as an MMO. Fucking ZG disease. The curse or whatever.
Good lord.
The car's curse.
I mean, there's a whole Wikipedia article on that.
There's virologist studies on that.
Yeah,
outbreak.
There's a study because of that. One because some guy unsummoned his pet and then brought a sickness back to a capital city and unleashed it in the auction house. Like, that starts a study. Just some guy being a dick.
This is how a virus spreads. This is textbook as to how this
happens. Some guy brings his cat into a room and lets it loose. Everybody starts shooting blood out of their eyes.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. All right, we have Cheddar Chez.
I have graced the podcast with my appearance today. How is
wearing
everybody?
Wearing a Blackhawks jersey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's nice. Your team's bad.
Oh, yeah. Nice, dude. Yeah, what was that? 18? 18?
Not bad.
18 wins? Or 18, you know, 18 games without a loss? I'll take that. It's fine.
They haven't lost yet this year, so in regulation. So
yeah, they're garbage. See ya.
All right, Minnesota. All right,
Minnesota Wild.
Fan. No problem, Minnesota.
On the podcast,
I take.
See ya. Your... State of hockey. See ya, kid. You're a child.
Okay. You're a child. There it is.
So what? We're 8-7. Whatever. It's not even. It's not even important. Who cares?
Has your team ever won a Stanley Cup?
Has your team ever shut up, you child?
Dude, listen. Penguins would have never won a Stanley Cup without Roethlisberger.
That's true, dude.
Yeah,
that's true. Secretariat was the best coach we ever had. Amazing. Jeff Gordon.
Great job managing the power play.
Yeah.
Gordon.
How many goal baskets did Jeff Gordon get this year?
Goal baskets might be the greatest term to come out of sports ball in a while.
That's what sports ball's about, man. The most
touch,
goal baskets.
Touch goals. Just start combining the terms now.
How about goal downs? I need some more goal downs this year.
Three goal touches this year.
Michael Jordan with a three-pointer on the top shelf.
By the way, speaking of sports ball real quick, does anyone see that Daytona crash?
Fucking dude.
Nope.
That's why you don't watch NASCAR right there.
That's live. No, actually, the crashes are why you watch NASCAR, because the rest
true.
Is boring
no,
as fuck.
You don't watch Fans NASCAR, you just Daytona watch the highlights.
Crash. Ooh, that looks pretty bad from what I just Googled.
Have any of you ever gone to a NASCAR race before?
I have been to the track in Daytona, but there was not a race going on at the time.
So I've been to several races because of my parents, and there's one specific one, and it's Bristol, and there's also one called Martinsville, and they're both short. They're like half a mile.
Both of those, very short.
Those are the ones that you go to because you get like 20 wrecks in a race, and that's the only entertaining part about it. I've been to Bristol, I think, three or four times, and every single time it was very entertaining just to see wrecks happen. But I've never had tires fly into the stands before. That's new.
Yeah.
I went to a race in the Poconos. It was just as bad watching it in person as it was on television.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching this crash.
They had
right now.
Fucking fantastic hot dogs though. Fucking some of the best hot dogs I've ever had.
The hot dogs. Go for the hot dogs.
Instead of like grilling them, they fucking cook their hot dogs in the deep fryer. Fucking fantastic.
That's good.
That's not a bad idea.
America.
What don't you deep fry here that isn't good? Tell me what is deep fry that you don't like.
Deep fried Oreos is the best shit.
Never tried it, but I'm willing.
Deep fried Twinkies are pretty good.
All things that sound amazing. Like that.
If you want deep fried, come to the Minnesota State Fair. We literally deep fry everything.
Any state fair.
No. You don't
understand.
Deep fry
fruit roll-ups and shit. It doesn't matter. They deep fry everything.
All right. On my bucket list, go to the Minnesota State Fair. That'll be
the
summer.
You have the saddest bucket list of all time.
The worst bucket list ever.
Most bucket lists are like, I want to go to Hawaii, or I want to make sure I see a sunset over the ocean. You're just like, dude, I want to eat as much fucking fried shit in Minnesota as fucking possible. And then my heart explodes. They apparently
deep fry Coke at the Texas State Fair.
How do you manage that?
I don't know.
I do know.
Want it.
They deep fried beer as well. They make it into like, this sounds ridiculous, a ravioli. It's like a ravioli that is filled with Coke or beer, and they deep fry and then you eat it.
Is that amazing?
Why, Texas?
We have advanced so much as Americans that we have gotten the ability to deep fry fucking liquid. Like, this is what we do now.
Yeah, suck it, China.
But, hey, but Gamma Labs.
We're going to cook some liquids with some liquids. You feel me, dude?
Deep fry Gamma Labs. That is the real question. And once we do that, there's just G-fried. G-fried is what we're going to call it. And
is there a Nobel Peace Prize? Or, well, Peace Prize, but just a Nobel Prize for, like, deep frying stuff?
The Nobel Frying Award?
The beer guy won it.
You get like a $1.5 million grant to try to figure out how to fry other shit.
Hey, Mark, what have you been playing this week?
You know,
that's how you take control, Nick.
That's how I'm bringing this shit back on course.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I've been dipping my keyboard and mouse into a lot of different games. I've been playing, the one that I've enjoyed the most is Psychonauts. This is the first time I've ever played this game, and I finally sat down and started to play it. And I've put around 2.5 hours in it, and I fucking adore this game. It is
very funny.
It's really good. It doesn't get old either. The amount of dialogue is really substantial, and it doesn't get old at all.
Actually, there's a fun fact, Tim Schafer's never made a good game. He's actually really bad at making video games, so whatever.
Wow.
There's a Psychonauts 2 rumor floating around.
Well, whatever. Those have been going around for years.
Yeah, Notch pulled out of that, actually.
Notch just pulled out of that.
Including me. I never pull out. Fuck that.
But since it's the free weekend on Black Ops 2, I was playing that just to, you know, take advantage of all of the people who haven't played it yet. And it's been fun. Been a lot of really ridiculous games on Nuketown. It's been interesting. I put in about 5 hours into that. I've been playing Doom 3 because I'm doing a Let's Play.
Nice.
Special Forces. I've played it as long as there is a server available, which is not very often. Mm. And usually it's Eastern, so I get a little lag. Saints Row the Third, Gotham City Impostors, Tribes Ascend, Blacklight. A lot of games I've been playing over the past week. But sure. Mostly Call of Duty, Psychonauts, and then some WoW here and there.
Nice. Nice.
What have you been playing, Dan?
Do we skip Chez?
We did.
We'll go to me, though. It's fine.
We don't give a shit.
care about Chez.
Don't worry about me.
Chez hasn't been playing much, I don't think. So.
I played Wasteland, and that was yesterday. I went on... There was a, like, 8-day hiatus, and I didn't even turn my PC on. So I played Wasteland, so I'm done. Dan, what have you been playing this week?
Are you trying to take the reins from me? Because if you just tried to do that, I will...
Wow!
I gotta get this podcast under control, Nick. And
Nick is having a coup d'état. KB Mod Podcast.
If anyone's gonna steal Brandon's seat, it's gonna be me. All right.
The most sensible person I know, Nick Fenton.
That's something no one's ever said.
Exactly.
So, I finally got. Oh, I played Alan Wake. Started up Alan Wake this week, and also played 30 Flights of Loving.
That game.
Which is just a good 15-minute acid trip. and is well worth your $2
it's
or whatever.
Really weird.
So it's like Salvia then?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. But just a game instead.
From watching it, it's like a really simplistic indie game, but it's kind of like grindhousey in nature, like the story is. But like you still have no idea what's going on in the slightest. It's just it's hard to explain, really.
And the game is called 30 Flights of Loving, but there's a second game in it called Gravity Bone, which is like a spy platforming acid trip.
Is that like a Gravity Bong?
So they're just taking acid trips into different game genres.
Yeah. And there's more chapters. There's more chapters coming out. One is called Quadrilateral Cowboy, I believe, is coming out at some point. Because it's like chapters of this just weird. It's fucking weird. It's worth it for like $1 or $2 on a Steam sale, which is how much it'll be. If you want to just experience that. Again, it's kind of like Dear Esther, where it's like, is this really a game that much? Although Gravity Bone is actually kind of a game, but 30 Flights of Loving is just, I don't even, I was pretty much jaw to the floor the whole time because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But then after that, I started up Alan Wake, which looks tremendous on the PC, by the way. And it's a really good game. Really well done. I wasn't, like, really that scared of it.
There's
a lot of suspense, though.
The beginning presents itself like it's going to be a scarier game than it is.
Yeah.
I think it's misleading somewhat.
It's not as scary as Slender.
Slender is the scariest game ever.
Have you guys ever
seen it?
Have you guys ever XD Redded
Slender? But Alan Wake's pretty good.
Supple pussy, Chess.
Thank you.
Why is it gray?
Chess just showed his hat. Yeah, it's really old. I don't know.
It's 3 years old. You gotta be so mad.
What is that in cat years?
I had trouble with the combat, though, for some reason.
You're an idiot. And a child.
Wow, dude. I could never tell how much light was enough light to make the guy vulnerable.
Okay, I'll just explain it to you so I don't have to watch you die anymore.
Wow, dude.
When you aim your flashlight or any light at an enemy, they have, like, a glowing, like, aura around them. It's like a circle. And the circle has to go all the way in, and then it kind of, like, it disappears and, like, kind of, like, it just pretty much disappears. Once it's gone, then you can shoot at them.
So, I had some trouble with the combat, but overall, it's a good story so far. Again, not really having, you know, scary feeling or anything, but it is a good story so far. So I finished chapter one.
A suspense game and not too spooky for me game.
So, and I've actually been, like, after taking a somewhat of a small break off hardcore Isaac playing, I just went hammer on Isaac this week, because I've been trying to grind out the remaining ending that you have to get. So, I played like 40 hours of Isaac this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isaac is your full-time job.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm only 21 minutes in my game, and I'm sticking to it at this point.
I don't know. Some people, I guess, just don't enjoy or get it. Maybe they just don't get it.
I'm just casual type of game.
Dude, I have only beaten Mom's Leg. I've never finished the game at all, and I still have 44 hours into it. And I was playing it 10 minutes ago. Like, it's a great game. You're just bad at it.
It's very niche, though. It really is. It's difficult, and it's, I don't know. But anyway, that's what I've been doing. And I've also been, today, I started, because I got my taxes done this weekend.
Swagoo.
Have children, bros. It really helps those taxes out. That's my advice to you.
Just have kids.
This coming from the guy who's now getting his penis snipped.
That's already done, isn't it?
No, I didn't get it done because I got so much going on the next 2 weeks.
Oh, trying to have another kid.
Yeah, you're delayed.
Is Megan tricked you yet?
Literally cutting you another dick kid off.
So no, we got to clean this house for my 30th birthday party, and then...
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, episode 121, Dan still hasn't been snipped. Yeah, I just...
And he has 17 kids.
It's already scheduled again. It's scheduled again. But,
This is all so he can just finish inside. Just so everybody's clear. Everybody's clear. This is why he's doing this.
Can you think of a worse reason to do it? Like, that's a great reason to do it.
That is a fantastic reason.
Yeah, it's a solid reason. So...
When Dan got his wife pregnant for the first time, he called me and he says, "Bro, I came inside," and that's how.
Fucking serious.
And it was just as good as No Sway November.
It's just as good as No Sway November.
Please be true. Please be true.
Did you serious? Is that how you announced that you were having a kid? Bro, I came inside. Tell me that's accurate.
That's what he did to me. I don't know how he told everybody else.
But,
he won't acknowledge it.
Let's move on, please.
Half the stream thinks I'm getting circumcised.
What? Do it both at once.
There's just, someone types, "Are you gonna keep the foreskin?" keep it after.
Like a trophy?
He's gonna raise it as his own.
Make an action figure out of the foreskin and put it on your shelf.
Why do they think he's getting circumcised? I'm so confused.
I don't know.
You don't get circumcised so you can finish inside. You don't have to do that.
Those things aren't correlated, people in chat.
This is the weirdest conversation we've ever had. You can now classify this podcast under educational.
This is what happens when 12-year-olds are your fan base, is that they don't understand.
Wait, the penis goes where?
Don't talk down to the audience.
Child. Wow. All the time. I
can't. Podbean educational. Done. Leave it at that.
So I was debating that, and we talked about this a little before the cast, and I thought I had actually convinced Nick this afternoon to buy one, but
I want to.
So NVIDIA recently changed their bonuses that you get with their cards, and I just got my tax return. That was the only reason we were talking about this, because I'm going to get a new the breast of my new computer parts. So I was going to set
the breast of your new computer parts.
He's cooling his PC with breast milk.
So he's got to get the boob.
You got to have one there. Just pump the fresh stuff out, man.
Imagine the smell. Dude, of that temperatures.
I don't know if you've seen the benchmarks, but the temperatures are way lower.
Yeah, way lower.
Until it curdles inside your PC.
Yeah, but it's also eco-friendly. So
that's true. Yeah, it's part of that whole green movement.
Very renewable. Yeah. So
this is the weirdest podcast we've ever had so far.
Yeah. So I was like debating because NVIDIA changed their fucking bonuses away from like two, you know, $60 games to giving you $50 of in-game credit in three different free-to-play games.
What games are those? I have not seen that.
PlanetSide 2, which I don't give a shit about.
Oh, sorry. Was that
no,
loud?
No.
That's a review right there. That's Texas.
PlanetSide 2 is great. Tanks. I don't care about currency.
World of Tanks.
I care way less about that than anything.
World of Tanks.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you're from like Europe or something, then you really care about World of Tanks.
And then Hawken is the third game, which like, all right, I might actually use that currency and play that.
But it's
but when two out of like
currency, I don't.
I just it has honestly made me completely reconsider getting one. That and the new AMD patch fixes the frame latency issues they were having. So now I'm sitting here. I can get Crysis 3 and BioShock Infinite with the 7970 gigahertz edition.
No.
And I will play both of those.
That is a pretty good deal.
Yeah. I will play those games.
But here's the thing. Are you going to regret it later?
No, probably not, because it's a beast of a card.
Well, yeah, it is now.
If you're going to stay on a single card, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, like, if you're going to just only ever have that card, fine. But, like, you could get a 660 Ti or a 670 now, and then, you know, in a year,
I don't think
for some reason it's shitty, then get a second 670.
Towards the end of the 6 series, when it was actually practical to upgrade to two cards rather than go, then, you know, wait it out for the next series, the drivers were fine. Like, Crossfire worked fine towards the end of the 6 series lifespan. Like, I had no issues with it at all.
Yeah, it worked for my
five. Was it just because they had time to work out all the kinks and stuff?
I do not agree with that at all. I had two 6870s at the end of their lifespan, and it was fucking horrible.
Well, you had two shitty cards.
What did you have?
Whoa, look out!
Oh, you have two child cards.
It depends on the games, too, I think.
It 100% depends on the games.
Yeah.
If you look at any website that has reviewed Crossfire cards, they'll be like, it ran like a beast mode in Metro 2033, and then in Skyrim, it just crashed. In
Skyrim was the one like, that killed it. Like, it would run at 60 frames a second, but it did this weird thing where it rendered each frame twice, so it stuttered, and there was like, AMD's too lazy to fix it, but someone in the fucking community was like, yeah, I just modified D3D9.dll, put this in your install directory, and it works perfectly fine. Like, I shouldn't have to do that. I should not have to do that.
It depends on games, but the 7970, it's a Sapphire. The card I'm looking at is a Sapphire VaporX 7970 gigahertz edition. I mean, it's a monster of a card.
Yeah, it's a good card.
But it's just kind of like, my debate now is really only centered around, do I wait for the next gen and just finish out the rest of my build? Or do I just get a card now?
Dude, just get a PS4. Forget it.
I honestly would buy now because you're buying the top of the line card from this generation, which always allows you to skip the next generation. If you had a 580 right now, you'd be able to pass this up until next generation.
That's true. I'm with you on that.
And it's going to save you money in the long run, and you don't play anything that's graphically intensive enough for you to absolutely need the next generation card when it comes out.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. So there you go, guys. If you're debating on a card, and you play PlanetSide 2 and World of Tanks,
go get a 660 Ti power Nvidia. Edition.
Yeah, get one of those. But yeah, they still make 570s, but they're getting rare. But that takes so much power, I've ruled out SLI 570s.
Cool.
Let's do it. Although they're really good. Yeah, they are really powerful in SLI. But all right, guys, that was it for what we've been doing this week.
Wait. Oh. Are we gonna talk about what we've been watching? Can we add that? Did we agree that we were gonna add this? Because I
go ahead.
This.
Yes.
I just want to say Sherlock is just amazing. That's all.
Yeah, it is. You finished it, right?
Oh yeah, I did. It was great. Oh, yeah.
I'm watching last season's 24/7 Pens or Flyers Rangers because I missed not having it this year. Like not having 24/7 was the worst.
It's a great series. It's a great series for hockey fans.
Anyone else watching anything interesting?
I'm watching Homeland.
Okay, sweet. We can move on.
I'm watching Berserk, which is a really old anime, and the new season of Top Gear, which has been only okay so far, actually. Top Gear UK, of course, for people. People always ask, US or UK? Like, anyone fucking watches Top Gear US? Are you kidding me?
It shouldn't even exist.
Come on.
I love cars. Cars are the best.
You guys see this?
I definitely think that you should buy Hunter a video card for your PC for his birthday.
Does Nick
tomorrow.
Have a knife?
Yes.
See this?
Are That's you scared blade, of mopping I, at the mall?
Let's look at this. You want to see this? It's a comb. Yeah, you're all
okay.
Mad.
I can't wait till you get tased, stabbed, or shot when you actually somebody sees that in your pocket. Switchblade's illegal. Nick's down. It's a comb. Yeah,
Nick is the most non-threatening person ever. So, just look at his face.
That's
true. Facial hair.
Nick is, unless you're a child, he's really
yeah.
Not
but see, he's gravitating towards a playground in the mall. You know, there's a playground in the middle of the Mall of America. Of course there is. There's a whole children-friendly section. Dude. If you see Nick combing his comb over with a switchblade comb over type thing, yeah, he's getting tased. It's happening.
Don't tase.
Somebody actually, someone just tase him. Don't ask any questions. Just tase.
Just tase him, bro.
Is
just
it weird to have the thought that I would like to experience what being tased is like? Because I don't think I'll ever run into the situation where I'll get tased like for doing something.
Heard that
wrong.
Minus,
I can't wait
okay.
till we go to PAX.
You,
I was gonna say,
like, really
I was gonna go to PAX. I'm gonna make this dream come true. I'm gonna go buy a taser this week and at PAX. I'm not even going to say anything to you. Like, hi, Nick, how are you? Just as soon as I see you, bam, right in the neck.
It's not a dream.
Oh, God.
It's not a dream. It's just like, I'm curious as to what that would feel like.
Like electricity going through your body.
I don't want the shooting ones. I don't want the shooting ones because those ones have barbs and those will hurt. I want just
you want the one, like, yeah, I know what you want. I know, I got what you want.
Okay, Kassler is just one. Apparently in Austin, Texas, they have Taseroki. Where they tase you if you're bad at karaoke.
That's amazing.
What a ruse.
I really like that place.
Yeah.
Because I would do that pretty much every time I've ever gone to karaoke. Everybody would have been tased except me when I sang Wonderballs.
Except me.
Capsar ended up with burn marks. Wow. You must not. Well, you aren't a good singer. I know that.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
All right, guys, we're going to move on into the news. We're going to start with a quick piece of hardware news that if you're rich, you'll be interested in.
Hey, I'm thinking
or
about
John.
It, rich.
So, NVIDIA unveiled their Titan video card, which is their newest single GPU card. It is $999. And right now there are no versions other than reference versions available. So no matter where you buy it from, it's the same exact thing, same exact cooler, all that stuff. The benchmarks are in with this, and it's slightly worse as you would kind of think it would be, because it's not technically a new generation, I don't believe. So it's slightly worse than a 690 or SLI 680s, and by slightly, I mean seriously slightly, like 10 frames worse than a 690. And it uses less power, and it's less noisy. So if you have a lot of money, go ahead.
I mean, but I'm going to spend it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. But it is a monster. It's probably the most powerful single GPU card available now, so by quite a bit. But it's just called Titan. It's not called 600-something, so or 700-something. It's got more CUDA cores too, so if you render a lot, it also
I do. Yeah.
So yeah, John.
John renders more than any of us here. Even more.
John uploaded a video this week, so let's all give him credit. So
it's true. It's true. He did.
And I'll see you guys next year. There's that.
So, moving on though, but if you're interested in that, it's out there now. It is a monster, but you know. There you go. We're going to talk, of course, this week was the somewhat release stream. Oh, my God. Oh, God. What is this business?
Nope, just continue.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, this is amazing. Wow, Nick. Are you kidding me?
So the PlayStation 4 was revealed sort of this week, as we didn't actually see the physical device yet.
Who needs to see the physical device, really?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a box.
We saw the controller.
We saw the controller, man. It's a fucking DualShock again.
DualShock with the screen, man. Come on.
No, it's not a screen.
It's a touchpad. It's a pad. It's what's on your fucking laptop in the middle of a goddamn PlayStation controller.
We're back to trackpad gaming.
I actually wish it had been a trackpad from a Lenovo, just taped, like duct tapes, onto a DualShock 2. Like, just
not even the DualShock 3, the DualShock 2.
The PlayStation 2 one. Yeah, not even... but basically, here's what we know right now. We know that hardware wise,
it's
an AMD APU 8-core. And actually, this is the same exact processor that is in the Xbox, same setup, the new Xbox. It's custom made because it runs off 8 gigs of GDDR5, which is typically video card RAM, not system RAM. So it's basically a PC from a couple years ago, as we thought it was going to be. But to me, this wasn't really watching the announcement. This wasn't really about like this versus PC. I know we're a PC gaming podcast, but it wasn't really about that. I was expecting a lot more, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I guess the focus now seems to be
social media and like social gaming.
Everything. We must partner with Ustream.
They want to take your entire Facebook friends list and put them in your house.
Right. Social gaming together. Every game is Farmville. You will be spammed with like everything ever. And it's just gonna be a bad
The thing game. Is, I don't care if you have like social stuff in your game, because like some games are good with like those kinds of things, but it's like how am I going to explain this? Okay, so like when the Wii came out and people were developing games for the Wii, they would add like cheesy things like waggling your remote and stuff like that. So I feel like some like developers are going to be like, oh, the PS4 it really emphasizes sharing and social stuff, so we're going to put some development time towards that because we feel pressured to add that to our game now.
Right. Well, I mean, realistically, like personalization is just a fancy word for data mining source pushed ads. So it's just going to be like advertising all over the place.
To that end, John, they also said they will be making a profile view to decide what games they should show you up front and all that stuff.
And pre-download for you.
Yes. Yep.
Behind the scenes.
That's what I want. I would love for you to take up my bandwidth.
Yeah, please rip
and
my
hard drive space on my limited hard drive on my device.
I would think that they're going to have an option somewhere where you can disable that. But
yeah, I would too.
If they were any kind of smart.
Well, they also announced. They also said that the PlayStation 4 will have like a large hard drive, which is about damn time. Like, the fact that the 360 launched with, what, like a 20 gig hard drive was ridiculous.
It didn't launch with a hard drive.
Yeah, the original Xbox 360 didn't have one.
I bought one
without. Well, you can get the arcade or the pro. There was two models.
Yeah, I know. But there will be no models without hard drives.
Right, yeah. At least now they'll have like a sizable hard drive. The only thing I'll say...
It'll be 250, I'd imagine.
I would say 250 or 500, either one. Because if you buy a billion of them once, they're dirt cheap.
If they're going to keep going the way they're going in terms of like having video services, I would expect them to have more than at least 500 to you, so you can hold media on it.
Yeah,
they have to keep costs down though. They don't want to launch that thing for more than $500.
No, yeah, they learned.
Well, I mean, you
PS3.
Always launch a console at a loss. That's how you do it. Then you make it back with game sales. So.
Yeah, but compared to PS3, PS3 was such a difficult launch for them because their things were going for like $600, $700 right when it came out. Yeah. It was just painful.
And that's and they were losing money on those sales. Like, they need to keep that hard drive down to like 500 would be the absolute max. Otherwise, that's they're going to eat way too much, or they're going to have another $600-$700 launch where nobody's going to buy it. People are just going to be like, I'm going to go buy this Xbox for $399.
Well, what's speculated is the low end one is going to be like $430 at launch.
Right, and that's you got to cap it there. Like, that's got to be your high end. The one thing that I'll give Sony, like, that I thought the press conference was rather unimpressive. Because it's a PC from 2 years ago. Like, my i7 machine is basically...
Well, not even, like, spec-related, but, like, for me, like, none of those titles looked interesting.
No. That was the most disappointing thing
I really
for
love the kill zone. I love watching more explosions, but there was no door breaching, so, of course.
I think the best thing they could have done... The best thing they've done with the PS4, I think it's a really smart idea for them to include a dedicated chip that will do uploads and streaming for video, just like if you had a live gamer in your machine, because that is a lot of gaming is moving towards that, especially like John knows.
I want to bring that up. They showed that, like, yeah, you can see your friend's progress while they're playing. I'm like, there has to be an option because some people's internet is just shit. It's just a fact of you know, the infrastructure.
Well, that's a huge...
Specifically in America. Yeah.
But, you know, I thought that was a great idea. It's cool that they're implementing that. I just can't see it. I can see this person playing a single player game, fine. Like, it doesn't matter. You're playing multiplayer. I'm really not going to go and be like, oh, look where the. You know, to be honest with you, I would never look where you're at. I don't really care. Because you're going to upload it or something.
I'm already fucking incredible. I don't need that advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, what they described, it sounded like it would be. A thing just like we use now with OBS and Twitch or XSplit or whatever you use, where you turn it on or off. Like, okay, you know, I'm going to play a session of, you know, the new Ratchet and Clank or the new Killzone or whatever, and you go into with the, I guess it's the share button that's on the back of the control now, and you should be able to turn on, like, all right, here's my PlayStation live stream, and it sends it out to, like, your friends list and says, I'm playing now, and come and watch me play if you want to, or you can broadcast it globally, which is, like, it's a good idea for that console generation. And I feel like if Microsoft doesn't have something similar in the works for the new Xbox, they're probably going to lose a little bit of an edge there, because a lot of people are moving towards that social gaming, like, I want to play with my friends or see what my friends are playing away from where they are.
However, in one of the articles that I put in here, The Verge said that all these cloud features, Jack Tretton, the president and CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment of America, said that those features that we saw at that PS4 reveal are all, quote unquote, aspirational on the device. As in, we want to do all this, but the day it ships, this will not all be there.
Wow.
That's the exact quote, too. That's not even like an embellishment.
I think it'll absolutely be there for the device, but I don't know whether it will be there for day one on the device. So essentially, you're trying to sell people on commodities that don't exist. For instance, the streaming of games.
Well, the PS2 does that, too. Like, The Verge ran a great article about, like, the vaporware features of the PS3. Like, when it was initially unveiled, the PS3 told you it would do dual screen gaming where you could plug, it had two HDMI ports, so you could plug in two TVs and span your game across two. That never happened. Like,
yeah.
Sony's great at that.
Fucking baller.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would've been great.
And the most baffling feature, okay, and this has been harped on Twitter, and I've said it on streams this week, we've been launching on streams. The feature to have your friend take over for you in the hard part of a game is the dumbest fucking feature ever implemented in video game history. It is so stupid. Why even play the game? Why even play the game? If you're just, I can't beat this part. Just come in here and do it for me. Why even play? What feeling of accomplishment will you have? Why even? That's not fun.
No.
I enjoy having to come back to a game multiple times because there's a difficult part. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you get that sense of pride, like, wow, I accomplished this. Like, I
played fucking World of Warcraft and fucking the original Naxxramas. You think I don't like fucking that thing 500 yeah. times? Gothic the Harvester. That was great. I loved that.
That was
shit.
A great time. I love repairs.
Six hours, five nights a week, just wiping to the same fucking thing over and over again. It's awesome. I want that again.
Can I tell you guys my favorite part about the entire presentation? It was when Square Enix showed us the tech demo that they showed at E3 2012. The same exact tech demo.
And then said, we have one more thing to show you at E3.
At E3.
So the big positive, though, to take away from this, and Hax brought this up on Twitter, and I hadn't even thought about this.
Neither did I. It was brilliant.
Even though it made tons of fucking sense.
Once in a while, I have a good idea, okay? Occasionally it happens.
It was baffling that Hex said this. is that now both consoles are going to be based off x86 architecture, which means that PC ports should be very, very easy. And beyond exclusivity of, like, contractually for a right. game, there is literally no reason why you can't port anymore.
Yeah,
because, like, there will be no difficulty at all.
Like, you're not going to see Gran Turismo 6 on the PC, but, like, any third-party right. developer that does Sony stuff or Xbox stuff that's, you know, normally you might see those six-month exclusivity things that we see now with DLC, but it's the same exact fucking architecture. So if you're developing a game, you would be stupid not to just run your compiler for PC, because it's like,
you're looking
oh.
at a one-week port right. instead of, yeah. like, 3 to 6 months. It takes right. no effort. Yeah.
Yep. So you can
somebody
basically
will fuck it up.
Somebody yeah, will. Somebody will fuck it up. But you can do a half-assed port now and have it be totally functional, like right away. And there's like there may be, you know, maybe you don't include all the options, but now at least I know your game will most likely work right away.
And as long as you give us the ability to fix your shitty PC ports, I'm all for you giving us your shitty PC ports. Look at Dark Souls, no longer yep. a shitty PC port.
Yep. So. It can happen. It's going to make it easier. And, of course, obviously, yes, it's older tech now, but now they can do more things with games. So you will see PC games also push ahead because of that. Even the ones that aren't ported well will just be flat out look better and be better because we have a new gen of consoles.
You know, it's nice to have 8 gigs of RAM rather than, what did the PS3 have?
512?
Or did the PS3 have 512? Yeah. Or the Xbox yep. 360 has 512? Yeah. I know that.
They both had really little. They both had under a gig, for
I
sure.
I think the Xbox had a hardware revision and maybe had a gig or 756 or something.
The first Xbox 360 had 256 megs of usable RAM.
Yes! Yes.
I love 1993.
Technology!
Yeah, I loved when they were like, just because we're, you know, PC gamers for the most part, it's just like, particle effects! And I was like... Wow.
Yeah,
watch Magic cool. Force 2
for like 5 years.
Where's my fucking Batman Arkham City physics at? Come on.
Yeah, where's my physics engine?
Watching
too bad,
blue things fall from the sky was like I laughed so hard when they did that little tech demo.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is next gen. We've seen this for a long time on PC. You're not impressing anybody. I just imagine like all of the 13 or 14 year olds like, oh man, all the new games are going to be so great.
It's just better for us because PC hardware is still getting cheaper.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All the time.
Every generation is getting cheaper. So eventually these people are going to be like, yeah, it's time.
Even if we're going to sit here and slam, you know, console games, I'm still kind of happy because it's like there's still going to be good games that come out of this.
There
so.
Are.
PS3 had the best exclusives for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They
now
have, they
now
have fantastic
some of these exclusives might not be exclusives anymore, which means I have something to be really excited about.
No, unless, there is that definite possibility.
They're going to lock you down. Which is
well, like, for instance, The Witness, which we'll talk about in a little bit, is PS4 exclusive for... only to PS4, but on PC, it's coming out the same day as PS4. So,
oh, is it really?
It's a, yeah. There will be a lot of exclusives to console.
He clarified. Yeah, it's going to be exclusives between, as John, I think, was going to say, PS4 will have its exclusive and Xbox will have its exclusives, but a lot of those will come out on PC on the same day. So
basically what they're saying is we are a higher class of people. When it comes to gaming, we don't get classified.
No, they're saying that you guys have more money and you'll buy our shit.
Yeah,
yeah. But I like to think they're saying that we're a higher class of people. We're We're more human than the other
people. Whatever helps you sleep at night, whatever.
That's what always confused me with the people that are like, oh, piracy is such a big problem on PC. Well, yeah, I mean, people pirate games, but you make a good game for a PC gamer, we'll buy it every single fucking time. Like,
that's kind of true.
Skyrim.
I don't know anybody
that didn't buy
Skyrim. I know people who pirate who bought Skyrim instead. Like, they pirate like everything, bought Skyrim.
I don't know anybody who doesn't at least own the game.
Yeah.
It's because it's an amazing game. And the mods for it make it even more amazing.
So the speaking of the hardware, PC Gamer, if you want to take a look at this sometime, we'll put a link in the description when we put this on the audio version. They made just a little guide as to what an equivalent PC would cost, and it was roughly $600 for an equivalent PC, although I think their PC would actually be a little better because it has a GeForce GTX 660 in it, which in my opinion gives it a bit of an edge.
Yeah, I'm guessing their video card will be like the equivalent of like a 560 Ti tops. That would be my guess.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's an A10 APU. Capsar might, I don't know if he can actually say. It's custom as well. I mean, it's not, like, you can't buy the APU they're using. It's a cut, but it has to be based off some architecture that already exists. So, but there you go, guys. PS4 released. We won't have anything new as far as consoles until April, which Xbox is having an event in April, unless something leaks before then. But we'll keep our eyes out on that. Moving on to some quick pieces of news, a couple of which came from the PS4 reveal, which were cool. Watch Dogs, new footage, but also that footage was running on a PC. People were like, it looks amazing!
Was it really?
Awesome. Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
But the multiplayer was explained a little bit, and it sounds batshit insane, and also I don't know how it's actually going to work. So we knew that there was multiplayer in Watch Dogs within the single-player game. But you wouldn't be, like, playing together. That was kind of the gist. In that, if you have, like, this hacking ability in that game to control all systems, like stoplights, things like that, you can actually have someone else playing multiplayer with you who can fuck up the game for you.
demo was actually, like, the people at the PS4 demo, there were two people playing that game, and only Kotaku apparently caught on to it, because they asked about it afterwards, and were like, you're the first people to realize that, like, yeah, we had two people playing that, and it shows how dynamic the game is.
Yeah, so you can affect other people's missions, and they were, like, kind of very vague on purpose as to how that's actually going to get implemented, but, like,
looks incredible.
Yeah, it looks really cool, but also I'm just kind of, I don't know. I don't want to come in and troll my game.
I'm very skeptical of that game because it gives me the same feeling that watching the demo for the first Assassin's Creed did, where, you know, like, oh, it's so easy. It looks so elegant and it's so easy to do. It's just so easy to assassinate people in this game. Like, it's just so natural, guys. Like, that's what that Watch Dogs demo looked like to me. Like, he was doing all this stuff super easy because it's orchestrated. They run through that stuff, that specific scenario. So
Why don't you tell that to the motherfucker that was playing Killzone 3 or whatever that was? Because he surely wasn't practicing that before that demo, because that was just horrid.
Good thing they put invulnerability on those people.
God, those exclusives were
all
terrible.
I got to say is Chicago. That's it.
So we also got to see Jonathan Blow, the guy who created Braid, which is a fantastic game, in my opinion. A little too hard for my brain to comprehend the whole thing, but it's a fantastic game.
You're just not smart enough for Braid.
I am not smart enough for Braid. I fully admit that.
You're a child.
Damn it. So his new game, The Witness, had its first official trailer, and as we just talked about a little bit ago, it was at the PS4 reveal, but then they came out on the blog, the dev blog for The Witness, and said, don't worry, PC gamers, it's coming out the same day. PS4 and PC is coming out the same day. Xbox won't get it for a month after. So he essentially got exclusivity money for PS4. The game was already coming out on PC. That was already a thing. But it's 25 hours of gameplay, according to him, and it's on one small island. And for people who played PC games in 1993, like me, this seems very, very familiar to another game and legendary PC game, Myst,
which was the first game with, I mean, it's high-res graphics wasn't even a word then, but they were the best graphics, period, at the time. And it was a great game. I loved Myst.
Nice. Please don't talk about Bungie products in front of Hex. He might say that Halo didn't do anything for anyone.
It didn't do anything for anyone except make me want to kill
things.
Why
did you do this, Nick?
Halo 2 did nothing.
Dude, I love I love easy mode in shooters. It's awesome.
Nice. Halo 2 did nothing for any game ever. So.
Nick takes over the KB Mod podcast and makes it self-destruct. You're just trying to
Brandon.
Kill everything.
You're the worst Brandon ever. So The Witness looks really cool, though. I'm totally down with a new age-type Myst. I remember that too, dude, in the chat. I can remember printing off pages of hints for Myst. I definitely did that. Ye old dot matrix printer back in the day. But yeah, so I'm totally down with the Witness. I think it'll be really cool. Obviously launching whenever PS4 launches, holiday 2013. So keep your eyes out on that. And then last up, we have Ubisoft reaching out the hand of peace to PC gamers once again, saying they want to improve their relationship with PC gamers.
You probably should.
You really only need to. You got rid of most of your DRM. You might want to do the last thing you really need to do, which is just get rid of Uplay completely. Except in a weird act of non-peace with PC gamers, Uplay is becoming another Origin / Steam. For those people, I didn't put that in the doc, but this just reminded me of it.
No, you don't have enough franchises to do it.
I love distribution systems. I love having five of them. I want more distribution systems.
Yeah, please. So Ubisoft, this one will not. They said it's just going to be. It's essentially just another moneymaker. They're hoping.
What I think Ubisoft should do to be successful is they need to put a client out that's based on Adobe Air and add microtransactions.
I swear.
And call call it B points. And release skins.
Tons of skins. Pay for skins, just $36 a skin. That's
what I don't understand is how Ubisoft got EA to allow them to distribute their games, but fucking they took their games off of Steam. EA games on Steam, but they're on Uplay. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, how dumb do you have to be? Like,
Uplay gave them a hand job at one point, and they just owed them a favor, so they're just making sure they do that.
What we really needed though was a third distribution.
Oh, definitely. Origins is shitty enough. So,
can Ubisoft like afford to do this?
No.
Well, I mean, like, Uplay already exists.
They make so many games. They have tons of money.
But are they like EA size where EA can like they can afford to, you know, make Origins suck when it comes out?
Tell that to EA's stock prices.
Well,
those are in the toilet, sort of.
Not
the AMD toilet.
They've taken a little dump.
But Uplay is essentially, I think they're just slapping a storefront on Uplay is what they're going to do.
Great. So, that sounds like a great idea.
Like, nothing's going to be exclusive to it at all. It's just they're just like, hey, if you see this, you might want to buy something. Like, it's essentially what it's going to be. So
I don't understand.
Origin's gotten a little bit better, though.
It is better. Is nice. It's more tolerable.
It's definitely like improved a lot, at least resource wise, loading wise. Like, it's not intrusive anymore. It's not bad. It's not as good as Steam, but it's not like the crippling option that it once was. So,
right, I would agree with that.
I don't mind opening it. So,
Crysis 3 is also on the other side when you open it, so that's not too bad.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
All right, Twitter time. So this first one is from @K9Hadouken, who I'm hoping doesn't murder us with knives on the way to PAX.
Dude, he's sleeping in my house. He's sleeping in my house because Bob volunteered me.
Well, if you don't make it in the morning, we know.
If I don't make it to PAX, if Hadouken shows up in my house and no one ever hears from me again, I want you to know that fucker stabbed me with one of his custom knives in my sleep.
20 years later, we found out that Nick Fenton hired K9. Residual sperm found on his couch.
That could be anyone's. It could be K9, it could be mine, it could be Nick's.
K9 in Hex's house with Nick's switchblade comb.
Oh, God.
It's like the worst game of Clue.
Which comb shot first?
Ever.
I figured it out.
So this first question pertains to the crappy shutdown, actually, of 1UP and GameSpy. But is it true KBMod 3.0 shut down 1UP and GameSpy overnight?
Yes.
No, GameSpy is just sad, man. So many games used GameSpy.
It is a sad... There's a third one, too, involved in that shutdown.
UGO. I forget the name.
Yeah. So the guys who own IGN and all of those... Ziff Davis Media,
yeah,
I believe.
Ziff Davis.
Shut down.
The funny story about this is IGN once acquired Ziff Media, just so you know. That's actually.
And then Ziff?
Yeah, and then Ziff acquired all of IGN.
I don't understand anything about the video game business.
So they shut down three sister sites of IGN, so RIP. That kind of sucks. Well, they're not shut down yet. They're winding them down, quote unquote, from the letter they sent. So that actually sucks.
Man, Pope stepping down and no one up. What the fuck's happening with this world?
What the fuck is going on? So it's not true that we shut them down. We, in fact, know who shut them down. It was Ziff Davis Media. Ironically, once acquired by the people that it shut down.
Also, new contributors to KBMod.com. No relation whatsoever.
It was JD 2020?
Yeah.
My God.
He streamed it all on YouTube overnight.
Overnight. Chez is for Pope. Yeah, we'll get Chez as Pope. It's only a matter of time.
It's going to happen. Don't worry about it.
So up next, at Hawk Danny asks, if you had to be a dollar store item, what would you be?
Summer's Eve douche. Done.
See, I don't know brands of things inside of dollar stores, but you can.
They don't have brands.
Yeah, but you can rest assured that you can find anything in a dollar store. So anything that you can think of, you can probably.
I would be Nice air freshener. It's just called Nice, and it's an air freshener.
Nice.
Nice. You know, it smells nice in here.
Every time it poofs out a little bit of the air freshener, nice. It just says. Along with it.
It smells like
one time in high school
whiskey. It smells terrible.
One time in high school I bought a foam sword from the dollar store, and then I had three other people in my car, and then at red lights I would hold the sword. I was driving too, and I would hold the sword out the window and I'd scream at the people at the red light like I was like their leader and stuff. So I and like when it turned green I would yell charge and stuff, and I was yelling at people in the left turn lane to flank. It was just great. So I'd be a foam sword.
Well, someone just said there are pregnancy tests at the dollar store. I don't know if that's the
sort of one
I want to be going to.
There's way too many things at the dollar store.
You know what
that
the dollar store
probably even discuss.
You know what the dollar store pregnancy test is? It's a used pregnancy test.
Peed on by someone else. Just. Oh shit, this already has a result. Oh no.
My destiny's been predetermined. What the fuck?
They're all just like sharpied on negative signs.
There's some guy in the back of the dollar store just going through each one.
What is it?
It's a man peeing on it.
It's a box of popsicle sticks with negative and positive signs on them. Sharpie.
And you just give them
and it
to
still
your,
has,
your.
It still has like the joke on it from the
they've got the juice stains and stuff. Oh god!
Oh god!
The dollar store. You like hepatitis?
Yeah, I love the dollar store food because you know that shit is not.
Dude, my dollar store has Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
I'll buy pop from the dollar store. There's Dollar General right across from my parents' house. I go over there and buy like fucking 40 bottles of orange soda for like $3.50.
Exactly.
They were actually 33 cents a bottle. I'm not kidding.
That is retarded.
Those are things that are in containment. It's just other things that are more open to elements and handling and just sitting in your house for 7 years.
I would never buy lunch meat from the dollar store.
I will
lunch meat from the dollar
store. best if used by last year.
You get gum at the dollar store too, because you get like 10 packs of Juicy Fruit for a dollar. It's amazing. That's my tip.
Pro dollar store tips. Nick Fenton.
Hey. To sell from the dollar store. Oh, God.
Seafood from the dollar store is probably the worst thing I can think of. If you're going to get fish or shrimp.
Like...
These aren't shrimp, are they?
That's where they keep all of the nice air fresheners, because if they just let it go free, you would smell the fish when you walk into the store and you can never buy it.
You know exactly where the seafood section is, because it's just this huge spam chorus of nice, nice, nice.
Is the brand for the shrimp nice, too? Nice shrimp?
Technically, brine shrimp are shrimp.
Nice brand shrimp. Prefer nice.
Honestly, though, if I had to be any dollar store item, I would be the perp skirt that's in the clerk's pocket that the guy is selling at the dollar store.
I'm gonna start a clothing line for the dollar store, and my brand is gonna be called Decent.
What kind of pants are those?
Decent.
These are just some decent
ass pants for the dollar store.
Or maybe doable. Doable.
Walkable.
These workable.
Workable pants. What would the Cave Mod brand workable?
Or maybe just go like straight up like not awful.
Okay.
These aren't bad. These aren't bad pants. Next, Mr. Wicked Rhyme asks, if you could have sex with any god, which one would it be?
Sun Wukong from Smite.
Fucking monkey with drumsticks. And I want to watch that.
You want to watch it?
Yeah.
You're hoping John makes a porno with Sun Wukong?
I will purchase said porno. Without thinking about it. Lil B is the obvious answer. Well,
Lil B is the obvious answer.
Yeah. Although he's not gay. So
he's a god, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
But he loves everyone. He does.
I'm gonna say Jesus. I don't know if Jesus counts. I'm gonna fuck Jesus, because it would be amazing.
But Little B looks like Jesus, so then in turn you are fucking the base god.
All right. So my answer is Little B then.
In the end, all your answers are Lil B.
Yeah, I was going to say, everything we say is going to somehow be traced back to Lil B and how he loves us. And Lil B signed that. Lil B signed it, saying that he loves us.
6 degrees from Lil B.
Jesus? Oh, yeah. Jesus and Lil B were brothers, so 1 degree.
Nick is looking really upset.
I really want to figure out which one I want.
He's thinking really hard about it. I don't know, dude. Zeus's beard is pretty great, but I bet that barbed penis is gonna fucking suck.
The obvious answer is Aphrodite, obviously.
Oh, that's true. That's
goddess.
But I'm gonna go with Dionysus because he's the god of parties. So
nice. So he's really hot.
So
he's the god of parties and drunkenness.
He's just Andrew WK.
Pretty much.
All right, I'm in. I'm going for a Hindu god, because they got that Kama Sutra.
Oh, good call.
And Vishnu has like 6 arms, dude. That could get legit.
That's the worst fisting you've ever had.
Every orifice.
I was legitimately thinking of one, but it turns out she's just a nymph, Calypso. But I remember her specifically because of the TV version of the Odyssey, and Calypso was this really fucking gorgeous black woman, and I was like, yeah, if she's a god, then I'll go with that. But turns out, no, she's just a nymph. So
nice. Yeah,
short nymph is stuff.
It might as well be a god.
Nice try. Nice try. Little B still loves you, don't worry about it.
Little B loves all the nymphs.
Unless you're a child.
God damn it. At Flanlord asks, if you could have any one ability, skill, attribute, power from any video game, what would it be, and what would you use it for?
I'd be Ditto from Pokemon. Yeah, see ya, kids.
I'd have Sleight of Hand Pro, so I could quickscope.
You would. You get the intervention with that.
No, I'd buy one if I had Sleight of Hand Pro.
I was gonna say I'd get Cloak from like Crisis, but then I'm like, how many, you know, assassinations am I doing per year? The numbers are pretty low, so I don't really think I've that much.
I'm doing that many. How many Peeping Tom events are you going to? Events.
You know,
how many naked neighbors are you spying on? That's the question.
It really comes down to that. Little B loves me either way, so it doesn't really matter in
the end. The nano suit is only limited by your mind, you could say.
That's true. Fair.
That is true.
I don't know. I got nothing for this. It's too many out there.
John wants to quickscope, but
there's so many perks.
I have to get
so many attachments. There's just
there's
just so much sway that doesn't exist.
I would just like a red dot.
Hey, wait.
That's what I would like.
No, Mark. I know what Mark wants. Mark's power would be painkiller already. got you, kid.
It's so bad. Shouts from Skyrim, not a bad call, chat. Fuss Row Da, people were pissing you off. That's not a bad call.
Just, you blast them across. I would say, I think I would want the that cape from Mario 3. That's what I want. I want to be able to, or from Super Mario World, rather.
Maybe try playing a good game, kid. See ya.
Wow.
How bad would it be if you had Dead Man's Hand and just blew up the entire floor of a hospital? Every time somebody died, they fucked the whole floor up. That'd be the worst.
The ability to slow time like Max Payne would be sweet.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say bullet time.
But that only happens when you're killing people?
No, it only happens when you're jumping.
That's only in Max Payne that only happens. But IRL, you could do that whenever you wanted.
You're eating a delicious hot dog, like one from a slow time.
So a cop's pulling you over. You slow down time, walk over to his car, shit, place it in his mouth, and then get back in your vehicle.
I was thinking maybe you could just drive away, but that's a much better answer.
Just pay the ticket, but poop in his mouth first.
Yeah, also leave the ticket. Yeah. I think the grappling hook from Just Cause 2, which was suggested by chat, is an excellent thing because that thing makes you also defy physics and able to withstand falls from thousands of feet. No damage.
As you launch a thing and pull yourself at the ground faster, you don't do any damage. So.
Yeah, and then you just land on your feet because it's cool. That's cool. That's Just Cause 2 grappling hook. That'd be pretty sweet. Be down with that. Those are all good answers. The nano suit, Chaz. I'm telling you.
Maybe like the ability to go on like small beans. That'd be good too.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, PatsFan9278 wants to know, what's your favorite rap song that's not by Lil B?
That I've never thought about this.
Forgot about Dre.
Shots by Lil John.
Dre.
Forgot about Dre.
Yeah.
Regulators by Warren G.
That's good.
Regulators
is such a good song.
Thanks to APL, Andre Agassi.
I need time. I need time.
Currently, I would say it's Same Love from Macklemore.
Ooh, Macklemore's good. I like
I don't listen to hip-hop.
Forgot About Dre is like the best answer there is. So like after that, everyone else loses.
Nope, I got mine. It's Jump by Criss Cross.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. Okay, you win. Never mind.
Gravel Pit by Wu-Tang is also up there.
Triumph by Wu-Tang is really up there.
Triumph is a good song. It is. Protect Your Neck. There's many. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff, but I'm going to go with Big L. I think I'm going to go, I don't know. Size Them Up is always a classic. I've been listening to that for many, many years, but I don't know. I think it's either Size Them Up or MVP.
Ruthless Badger with a good one. Switch by Will Smith.
Miami.
First one in, last one out the club. First in the club, then when the heat is
on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami, San Benito, Ami, Ami. Sorry. I know.
Even John is like disgusted.
I know all the words to that and Getting Jiggy With It. So,
oh, the Space Jam theme.
Yeah, Space Jam theme is the best.
Kel Cipher, Space Jam theme. That's a good one.
Hey, you, what you gonna do?
No, Rough Riders, DMX. Get it. Get wrecked.
Jesus. So, this next question doesn't even apply anymore because Garrettson's not here. At underscore Sally asks, if you had to assemble a human centipede with Dan, APL, John, Hex, and Garrettson, where are you putting everyone and why?
I've actually got an answer for this. So
I also have an answer.
I've really thought about this.
Okay, so
I've masturbated about this about 7 times this evening, so I've got an answer all worked out.
I think John has the lesser of all of the beards, so I'd put him in the front, and then everybody else would be able to tickle each other's assholes very well with their beards. So I think that would be a nice setup.
Well played, John.
At least
that means Garrettson's in the back.
Maybe just go descending beards.
Descending beards.
So Garrettson's last?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be like Dan and then – or no, it's John and then Dan.
Jared's beard in person is much more impressive than anybody knows.
Yeah, it's true.
It's an incredible fucking beard.
You just like stare at it, and it's like, what am I?
You get lost in it.
Painting
tonight. Tonight, my centipede APL is the last. He's far and away. He's getting everyone's shit.
This is a bad situation because there's 5 people, so there's technically, like, in a 3-person human centipede, there's only 1 person that has to be attached to a butt and has someone attached to their butt. But in this situation, there's 3 people that have that, and that's the worst.
Have you seen Human Centipede 2?
I have seen the cover.
It is a 12-person centipede. What is it?
Human Centipede 2, like it's a mega strain or something like that?
No. Human Centipede 2. Okay, this is how bad this movie is, all right? So the first movie, yes, it's ridiculous.
I know the plot of it.
Started,
it's amazing.
But the first movie is like an actual, yes, it's a stupid plot, but there's a plot. You know, there's a mad scientist, he wants to make a human centipede. It's just a horror movie. It's, you know, a gore shock horror movie. The second movie, they didn't even try. It's the same writers. The second movie, the premise is, it's a dude who's a fan of the first movie becomes obsessed and wants to make a 12-person human centipede.
That could be real. There's only 1 person that liked the movie.
It's true.
That's true.
Murder solved.
Yeah, murder solved. He was the only one who bought this. Right. Yeah, that is Human Centipede 2. That is
so
the plot.
What are our answers? Because I have one. If anybody else wants to.
Well, I'm putting APL at the end. I'm obviously putting me at the front.
Right, everyone puts themselves at the front, obviously.
Yeah, you're obviously putting yourself at the front. And then I'll put John behind me. Aww. And I'll put Hack.
That is the worst thing to say Atsu ever.
I would
the
like
best
I,
reaction.
I would,
that
I would choose this man to be inside of my butt.
I want John to be in my butthole, and then I want Hex to be inside his butt, and then Garrettson is after Hex, and then APL is last.
I would do basically the same, except I would swap me and Dan, and that would be. It's like, well, actually, no. It would be me, and then Dan, and then John, and then Garrettson, and then Scott. That's
from an outside source, someone who's not involved. It's descending beards. It's as simple as that.
You know? I
ain't shaven. You're at the front of the centipede. Simple as that.
My answer.
What happens? What happens if you have? I just lost it.
Well, I'm going to say what my answer is. And my answer is, we're not going to make a centipede. We're going to turn this into a feces fan, like an old Chinese fan. What we're going to do is we're going to take Scott, John, Dan, and Garrettson, and we're going to funnel all of their buttholes into Hex's one mouth.
What the fuck?
So that's what.
I'm sorry, Hex.
Why? What did I
John
left. Do you think?
I'm going to accomplish this.
John won't be involved.
And it's called a fan because they will all be kind of angled in towards
his
mouth.
Are you going to gape Hex's mouth open so wide that he actually can fit all of them in, or are you going to
dislodge his jaw? It's fine.
We're
going to
take skin grafts off of Hex, and then we're going to make a skin funnel.
Wow, you're going really dumb. I'm kind of terrified to stay in the same hotel with you at this point. I'm getting a little bit.
Is it weird that I had never read that question until it came up, and that was my first thought?
Yeah, that's funneling
everyone into one.
The thing earlier I said where I was going to tase you at PAX, that was a joke earlier. Now I'm going to fucking tase you at PAX out of sheer fear that you might stitch my face into someone else's rectum.
You know what? That's assuming
not
that
just someone
else's some horrible.
People's.
You have to realize, me and Nick Fenton
just funneled into my face.
We're
We're bordering on the definition of a crowd of people going into your mouth.
This is a gathering of ass.
Me and Nick are the only ones safe for PAX. Honestly, John, you guys are more likely to get stabbed and killed by K-9 than, you know, it's just as simple as that. Me and Nick will arrive in Boston. We'll be like, oh, nice, dude. We got this two rooms. It's nice and comfy. We each get our own room. What happened to everybody? I don't know. Maybe they'll be here in the morning. Yeah, you're all dead. Get wrecked, kids.
If Nick is going to sew four people's prolapsed anuses into my mouth, I hope to go.
John's wearing pajama pants.
No, I'm pretty sure he's wearing parachute pants.
They're penguin pajama pants. There's little penguins on them.
Parachute pants, man.
MC Hammer.
So moving on, I don't know how we're moving on from that. Hex certainly isn't just moving
go.
On. But the rest
just go, yeah. Please, God, just go.
No, I'm.
You all right, John?
Oh God,
my sneeze went away.
Okay, I thought you were having a heart attack.
Piece of shit sneeze.
But all right, next question. Last two questions here. At JJ Northridge asks, if you could make an Oscar category and nominate yourself in it, what would it be? But I think we should just shorten this to making a new Oscar category.
Okay,
I think
that's
better.
Fair.
I would make. I don't know, man. I would make one for best Michael Bay film. Of the past year.
I would make one for actress I would most enjoy urinating on.
That's a broad spectrum, so that doesn't mean hottest.
Can we just make a new Oscar category for best titties in a movie? Like
just best framing of titties.
Yeah, no, not even best framing, just in general through the entire film, their tits were just like, man. Good job.
Those are good tits.
Yeah, you man.
Solid cinematography and everything. What a great tit shot.
And the winner of that award is Mrs. Weasley. Done.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'd actually go with McGonagall, to be honest.
Wait, there was a James Bond movie this year, so you got to go with M, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Judy Dench, dude. Judy Dench titties are powerful and stern.
Can we change this question to what Harry Potter characters you want to pee on you?
Ginny Weasley.
I think best use of Ryan Gosling to film is a solid category.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Best.
Oh, wait. I know. Back to the peeing Harry Potter question. I have my answer, my own question. My answer is Nagini.
You don't want Dumbledore? You don't want to go for Dumbledore, man?
Just go with Voldemort. Get mad. Go with Voldemort.
Whoa. You should not be peeing right on your face.
Sorry, was I not supposed to say his name or some shit? I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Wow, dude. Yeah, have you no respect for...
My apologies for the...
Snape urinates on Dumbledore. Spoilers.
Oh, if you look in the mirror and say Voldemort three times, he will pee on you.
He just shows up, unzips his fly, and just goes.
Voldemort's Patronus is R. Kelly.
I wonder, just like, when the R. Kelly peeing on people thing is not going to be funny anymore. Because it's still funny, it's 4 years now.
No, it's way more.
It's been way more than 4 years.
It's really old.
It's almost like 10 years. It's got to be.
When I was
really?
In college,
hey, it's not
it's
really
the,
long.
The Chappelle Show joke thing it's came out.
Ten. Yeah,
when I was in college. So like 05, 06.
Jesus, all right, it's getting close. Okay.
Actually, yeah. No, because let's
2002, see. I think
Chappelle Show stopped.
It doesn't even matter, dude. Because that girl's like 24 now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Is that not the way it works,
man? There's never a problem. She's 24 now.
It's not a problem anymore.
February 3rd,
the fact that she's an adult now just forgives everything.
It actually forgives R. Kelly completely.
On February 3rd, 2002, a video allegedly showing Kelly engaging in sex with and urinating on an allegedly underage woman surfaced.
What
2002. We passed the 11-year anniversary.
Man, I didn't even celebrate last year, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. There are possibly kids listening to this podcast right now who did not know that R. Kelly possibly peed on somebody because of
there
his
are
before
probably people listening to this podcast who didn't know R. Kelly was an artist. So,
podcast. We should change the title of podcast 78 to R. Kelly urination special.
Wow.
2002.
Wow. Damn.
We're old. I'm old.
So Nick was like 4 years old, and
yeah,
us of us were.
I was actually the underage woman, so.
Well, I have GoPro video to prove it.
I may have appeared in a video.
I had a GoPro on my forehead the whole time, too. I have the POV, don't worry.
See, you're lying. GoPros weren't a thing back then.
Is that the new YouTube face cams of getting yourself urinated?
I had a camcorder to the side of my head.
Huge 1980s camcorder.
I was like, just don't pee on the film. That's all you got to do, R. Kelly.
Protect the reel.
I feel like if you've done it that many times, you've got good aim. Like, you know right where you want stream to hit.
I've done this before.
I'm going to pull the Brandon and say that the original question was about an Oscar category. Just realize where we have gone.
Oh, God, I totally forgot what the original question was.
Does it matter anymore? Does it matter?
Oh, wait, I have to switch tapes. Don't pee yet. I have to switch tapes.
Hold it in, R. Kelly. Hold it in, man.
Can you stop the stream? Can you stop the stream real quick?
The last question has a very easy answer. I don't even know how to say your name. Ice in your
from 2012.
For all the new bros, who came up with the idea/name for Gaming Mod? The name John came up with, although the PC dev will try to tell you it was him. Definitely John.
It came in a YouTube comment one day.
Yeah.
Some guy was like, PC sucks. Why are you not playing on console? And I responded with keyboard, mouse, or die. And then, like, 4 years later, PC Dev was like, hey, that's my Twitter name thing. And I was like, cool, bro. Like, that's awesome. He's like, I was like, okay, whatever. He was arguing about a phrase that anybody can use. But I had no idea who he was when I first stated that in a YouTube comment. Like years before Call of Duty Black Ops was a thing and anybody knew who PC Dev was. So,
but was the you know, for the courts, was Quickscoping already established or was
Yes, it was.
As long as that was established, you know,
the G-Shot tutorial was out there.
Yeah, as long as Grizz has given you the G-Shot tutorial, it's done. It's fair game.
This podcast is dedicated to Mike Graves.
Thank you for everything you've done, Mike.
Dude, all right, guys.
Thought two montages were legit, even if they were on console. That game was so incredible.
Yep. I love that. I love that video when I first saw it. It's good. So that's it, guys. We end on Grizz, as we always should.
Thank you, Base Grizz.
Thank you, Base Grizz. Thank you, Mark, for coming on tonight.
I'm just a replacement. That's all I'm good for. I don't get invited on unless somebody backs out. Enough people back out to where they just need to fill something.
Welcome to my entire life.
I don't even want to hear it from anybody.
Chez is now tied with Mark for podcasts.
Really? He's only been on
Thank
twice.
You. I have to be close to double digits now. I've got to be getting close to double digits.
I'm not even a part of KB Mod. What is wrong here?
So... that's it, guys, for episode 81. Thank you so much for coming out. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/KBMod, on Twitter, @KBModGaming, and join our Steam group. That would be wondrous. And check out the new website, of course, at KBMod.com, and the forums, which we really want to get rolling over there. So, yeah.
If you guys use the forums, I'll use the forums. That's the
rule. There you go.
Like and favorite, please.
Like and favorite this stream.
Please help both.
Please subscribe. My dog wants you to subscribe to our channel. Please subscribe.
He looks really upset.
He has no idea what he's doing. He's like, why am I on camera? This is horrifying.
Next stream is tomorrow night. I'll be playing Alan Wake, and then Nikon will be gaming it up after me. And then Tuesday night, we're doing a launch stream for Bit Trip Runner 2.
Woo!
So you can come watch me rage my face off at that game. For a couple hours. So that will be it for the first couple days of the week. Hex is back Wednesday with some Saints Row. And then Nick will be Chaz, there too. Hopefully back saddle I'll be Thursday. Back
Thursday.
So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time. That is it for tonight. Later.
Later.
Bye, you. Children.